days following this decision and the closure and the pumps being submerged, that's, like you say, the point of no return. Then what was the response from Butte, from unions, from the government?
We didn't get any response from the government that I recall. The unions were upset. The miner 1A was really upset because they were the underground miners, and they were upset about what we had done. The rest of the unions thought, well, the pits, plural, are still here. They're running. We've got our jobs. You have to remember that the Kelly had been shut down for a period and then had been started up again. And I guess from their standpoint, they thought, well, maybe the company will do it again, you know. The only people who were really up, really, really upset were the 1A miners, I think. It's kind of hard to remember because all of my focus was on getting more flexibility. And we didn't talk much about the fact that the Kelly was down. We just, well, it's down. Let's try to fix what we can fix so that the pits will stay operational. It gave me a little bit of a sledgehammer, not much, but instead of an 8-pound hammer, I probably had a 2-pound hammer, you know.
What precipitated your departure?
I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't have enough to do. June got a job teaching in Missoula. I wanted to go into business for myself. I was tired of working for big companies that seemed to fold up on me. I was tired of closing things down. I wanted to change. I thought that I could do well working for myself, which I did. I wanted to move back to Missoula. Butte had become an unfriendly place for me. You know, if you're the instrument that closes something down and everybody knows you did it, it's not much fun to live there.